WTR mobile.
Today, W2T sitting safely at home.
Well, let me turn my radio down here, Rusty. Yes, sir. Yeah, we just decided we didn't want to do anything, so we're going to go to Aldi's and Walmart. How's your day going?
Oh, fairly good so far. I'm just sitting here working on stuff on the computer, and I got some mail I had to get out today, so it's out in the mailbox waiting on the mailman to pick it up and go from there, and we'll just see what happens today. The guy come and put mail in my mailbox yesterday, and when I went out to get it 20 minutes later, there was nothing in there, so I don't know what's happened, and they were supposed to check with the guy on the route yesterday and find out what the story was and call me back. Well, they didn't call me back, so I don't know what's going on. I'll just have to wait and see today.
I can go down to Lowe's or Home Depot and get me a locking mailbox if I was you. That's what we do. I guess you'd say it's kind of a pain in the butt, but it really isn't. I keep a key on my key ring for it. That's about all there is to it.
I may start looking for that. The thing about it is, though, is when you've got one locking mailbox and you've got outgoing mail, it's kind of hard to put it in the mailbox for going out if it's locked and they don't have a key to it.
No, sir. That's incorrect. In the flap that they open to put the mail in, there's a clippy there, Rusty. And you just open the mailbox up and slip it in that clippy. So when they open it, it's right in their face. So you don't even have to put the flag up, and they will see it.
Look for that. I'll have to go look at mailboxes first in a month. I might do that. And you say you're not going to go out and do anything. Well, you're going out to spend money is what you're going to do.
I put it all on a credit card, and you don't have to pay those.
You keep believing that, and when the man comes to collect, he might come with a bigger gun than you got.
That's what I tell people. Well, it don't cost nothing. Just put it on that plastic. And it's not me. It's Bernice. Of course, I go in and run my card through it, but it seems like it goes to the same place for some reason.
Tendency to do that, you know. That's why things are like that. So anyway, well, maybe you'll stay out of trouble today, and I'll hope you do. Hope you have a good day. I've got to go decide a couple of things. I just happened to hear you in there as I was getting ready to get up. I thought I'd see what you're doing here and give you a holler.
When I go in and raise the blinds of a morning, which we get up around 7, I flip the power supply on. It's on the back side of the counter there, you know, in the kitchen. I flip the power supply on, go over and open the windows, then I come back and I forgot to turn the radio on. So that's why I haven't heard you or anybody else this morning. But it's just getting old and senile, I guess. I try to flip it on as soon as we get to going around in the morning. Had a beautiful breakfast this morning, an egg and hash browns and link sausage and a cup of coffee. It's about as far uptown as you could get, I guess.
A bowl of cereal with cranberries and almond slices in it. Anyway, Tom, you be careful out there. I may go out in a little bit and look for me something to eat. I don't know what I'm going to do. I got a couple of things to do, so I'll catch you later. Let me go check on things. N0TR, W2T, 73s for now.
Well, I had to wait through three lights today. It's a little busier than normal, high. We kind of expected that. There's some guy with a load of scrap metal, two cars up in front of us. But they're stretched back now, clear back to the tiny houses up here. Go figure. Boy, we was watching that Weather Channel this morning, and there's one heck of a front headed through. I forget what state it is, Iowa or someplace, but it's headed straight to Illinois, headed straight into Chicago. It ought to be there by now, but boy, it looked like a humdinger. May's typically the highest tornado month anyways. We always had the most up in Kansas usually during that time. But, boy, they've really been getting clobbered this year. And now they say the hurricanes are going to be worse. Go figure. TN0TR mobile.
Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec.
Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec. That's a long one. Good morning. This is Tom, and I'm up here on some street in Greer, headed down towards Aldi's and Walmart. I think, what is it, Old Rutherford Road, Bernice? She thinks so, too. We just know the route. It's I'm on autopilot. If we go someplace different, I usually will turn unless she tells me differently. I didn't get your name. Go ahead. That's N0TR.
And I got this neighborhood kid over here, Lucas. I want him to say hi on him. Do you want to talk to him? I'm trying to get him interested in ham radio.
Well, that's just fine. We accept third-party traffic anytime. And, Greg, we're just passing the horse farm up here over towards W4DJW's house. Dave Watson. And magnificent day. And welcome to Ham Radio, young man. What's your name? Closer to the mic and leave just a little bit of space after I drop out is the rule on the repeaters so that it can cycle there and then speak a little bit louder. Go ahead. And how old are you?
I'm 12.
That's nice. Well, I'm 76. So I presume by you being 12, you're about ready to graduate college.
A few more years.
Well, I can give you the tip of the day from Tom here, an old seasoned veteran. The more you learn, the more you earn, Lucas. Go ahead. Go ahead, Lucas. Speak up. I don't know if he's close enough to the mic or what. I had been receiving him, but he's awfully weak now. Microphone, jump right in there. You're welcome, Lucas.
Is this better?
Yes, sir. QSL, as we would say in ham radio. That's great. Northern Frog hair split three ways. Can you beat that, Lucas? I never lie, but I'm like my dad. He used to say, I don't lie, son. I just tend to verricate a little bit. I didn't catch quite all of that.
I'm mainly into sports.
Grandsons, one of them's 17, and one of them is 14. And they're both into sports. Not necessarily voluntarily, but their mother used to play professional football in the National Women's Football League in Detroit, Michigan. And she's now an engineer down at General Electric. But they do it, but Mama says they will do it, and Daddy says they will do it, and so they do it.
Well, I mainly play baseball.
This is N0TR with the man on the mountain. That Morse code just told you this was the W4NYK repeater. And Morse code is something I do a lot of almost every night, and I talk all over the world. I think my last two were in Russia and Monaco and then someplace out in the Pacific. Have a lot of fun with Morse code. You didn't know people still use that, did you?
No.
In a foreign language. Used to be to be a ham radio operator, you had to learn Morse code. And you started out at 5 words a minute, then you went to 13 words a minute to get your general. and then you went to 20 words a minute to pass the extra class back when we lived up in Kansas in Tornado Alley. And so I just decided why throw it away. I didn't like learning it because I had to, but it's very, very enjoyable because, you know, Lucas, I can talk to anybody in the world because it's all in English. It's international Morse code. So if I want to talk to France or Germany or Bora Bora or the Philippines or someplace in the South Pacific, it's the same language, and it's really enjoyable.
That's really cool.
Elbow grease. You have to want to learn it, and you have to spend a little time doing it. But it's lots of fun. But I talk on voice, which this is FM, frequency modulation. And I also talk on single sideband, which is more of a worldly radio. And that's the same one I talk on Morse code. But you can also talk on computers, FT4, FT8, PSK31, 32, whatever it is. So there's lots and lots of different things. You can even send pictures over ham radio.
What's the furthest you've ever talked to someone from?
It was approximately 25,000 miles. And I consider anything over 10,000 or even 9,000 being halfway around the world. And most of the time, the longest ones are out in the middle of the Indian Ocean, or I've talked to India, and I've talked to Vietnam, and that place where the highest point in the world is. But anything over about 8,000, 9,000, 10,000 miles is about as far as you normally get. The radio waves bounce off the ionosphere, and about the longest skip you'll ever get is about 2,500 miles on each skip, but it can skip several times. So about three skips before it gets too weak, before you can hear it, Lucas. This is NZERO TR Mobile.
Wow.
You meet lots of people, and you learn about lots of traditions. You learn a lot of geography. I talked to a man in South Africa not long ago. I talked to a guy in Yellowknife up in the Yukon that I had talked to 30 years ago on Morse code the other night. And, you know, I remembered that call and called him back. And he's up there where it's real cold. And I've talked to Antarctica many, many times to the folks down there.
So, for, like, the people in Antarctica, were they, like, doing research or something?
Many, many of them are from foreign countries, but there's a lot of them from the United States also. You can talk to any of them, and they always, on sideband, they always, as a general rule, talk in English. However, they can use their native language so long as they identify every, I think, 10 minutes. Fine. But as a general rule, they talk in English. And almost everybody on sideband talks in English. Right back to you. We are getting down near our destination of Aldi's here in Greer. And it's been a pleasure talking to Lucas, and thanks for putting him on. And I hope he continues with his interest. This is NZERO-TR.
Awesome job there. This is Kegel Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Quebec. Because I see there's just not enough young people into ham radio.
And I hope that gives him some incentive to explore it. I've done it for a little over 30 years, and I do it every night. And when I'm out in the car or the truck, I do it there too. It's a pretty enjoyable hobby. Take care and talk to you again. This is NZERO-TR Clear.
73. This is Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango. Way back. Clear.